Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is always a treat to talk about the Virginia Renaissance Fair at Lake Anna Winery, and we get to do that this morning. Cornelia Rutherford is back, and Jim Miller is back. Good morning to both of you.
Hi,
good morning, Ted.
Great to have you here to talk about this. Cornelia, every year I look forward to this because we get together. I usually can get about three shows out of you.
And we have so much fun.
We talk about when you talk in the winter before you do rehearsals and getting people all lined up, and then during the show, rain or shine, and it's been a challenge for you the first
couple
of weeks.
It's been a challenge. The first week was 94, and folks, if you haven't been to the fair, we're wearing about 35 pounds of clothing, usually upholstery weight. So it's sort of like putting your sofa on for 6 hours.
Yeah.
So in the 94 degree days were a challenge, since usually you ease into those temperatures, and it was like turning a light switch. But we had a great week. We had a lot of people. 3,500 people came opening weekend. Mm. And then last weekend, some of you might remember that it rained for 6 straight days.
I wondered how the parking went out there. Did you lose some parking?
Damp. Yeah. Oh yeah, we lost the bottom of the hills.
But
you know what? We're prepared for it. Anyone who's come out in the rain knows that we have this fantastic group called the Green Knights. They're sort of our building and grounds crew.
They've got bright green shirts.
And they have plans for every eventuality. Mm. They can get anybody out of the parking lot. These guys are our unsung heroes, don't you think?
One of the two groups between the Green Knights and our White Knights.
White Knights is health and safety. So, and these are all volunteers. These guys were out there the week of the derecho that came through on Monday night.
Yeah.
It decimated our site. And I was out there with my Green Knights. They were out there every single day unbending tent poles, cutting new tent poles, getting the tents back up, fixing everything.
Wind, I never thought of that for the Renaissance Fair.
It was brutal. It really nailed us. We've had windstorms before. We've had a couple that were called small funnel events where tents were never seen again. But this
those
time,
used to be called tornadoes.
Yeah, right? No, not the National Weather Service. They have words for all of
yes,
these things.
Yes, I know.
Funnel event.
But a week ago, Tuesday, when I showed up on site, there were bits of tent and there were parasols, bits of costume, flags up 40 feet up in the tree canopy. And they're not there anymore. I didn't see that they came down. I assume they're somewhere out in Orange or Fauquier or something.
Yeah. the show must go on, and you have. Yep.
Thanks to the Green Knights. Let me tell you, these guys were out there. They went after work. They went before work. And the place got put back together. So kudos to you guys. So,
tents and groundkeeping. And never do you see them without a smile on their face as they're rolling through the fair. And they have some small jokes about most of the gentlemen have very large, long beards. There's a couple that don't. But whenever they get knighted at the end of the year, they hang a beard off the guys without a beard.
Yeah,
right.
For their knighthood. So, if you're knighting, you have to have a beard.
You have to have a beard.
Right.
Well,
anyway.
Cornelia, you've told stories in the past about on days when it is a little bit rainy a lot of times. Those are great because it's becomes a very intimate kind of thing. And if you can't carry on a show, you can talk to some of the different characters and it's just like you're still there.
Well, for example, We can't run the horses and the dogs when the ground is really wet and muddy. These are rescue animals. The horses, the dogs, these are all rescue animals, and we are not going to risk their health for any reason. They're part of our family too, you know. So the night when you rather than running the horses, they'll mount up, they'll put on their armor, mm-hmm. and they'll ride slowly up so you can talk to them, and they'll even let you see how they put their armor on. So you get more one-on-one with the knights. You get more one-on-one with the dogs and their handlers. In fact, the whole cast, it's a real up close and personal experience.
Jim, I would think as you're a character, and we're going to talk about who you are and all that as we go along this morning, but especially on rainy days, you do a lot of improvising, I guess, during a show, because if you see somebody that maybe needs a little extra help, or someone that you know would like to talk to you, or you just want to bring, kind of get someone into it, it's not like you follow a script.
No, I normally start myself off with about 4 or 5 bits at the beginning of the year, just so I have like a nice little plethora of things to interact with people.
Yeah.
And then I will just start adding on. And one of my primary bits this year is my character's looking for his daughter. He has a name, he has an age, and he has a town. He might have the name wrong. So every time a woman with dark hair walks into the fair, I immediately is like, "You have dark hair. How old are you?" And it doesn't matter if she's 7 or she's 87.
Yeah.
You know, how old are you?
Great bit.
Are you dark haired? Have you lived here your entire life? Are you an orphan? And it's like I start asking all these questions, and they're just like, no. What's your name? And they'll tell me the name, and I'm going, "You're not her." And they just start cracking up because I'm looking for somebody specific. And so I'll give them my name, and I was like, if I'm going to bring an aqueduct, which is a part of another part of our fair, which is we have a girl, Aurelia Corsand, who plays the Ururur. And she runs around moving water for the
Daisy
town.
Bucket.
Daisy Bucket.
Daisy Bucket.
And we later on, we have our own small show in the after twice that day. And I'm bringing an aqueduct into the fair, or not the fair. I'm bringing an aqueduct into the town. And she's against it because it means she loses her job. But she doesn't know that she's getting a new one. So that's part of the story. I'm not going to go deeper into that to give people a chance to see it. But yes, every time someone comes in, if they have a wheelchair issue or if they have a walker issue, I'm right there normally at the front gate if I don't have another responsibility. And I want to make sure that they understand that they can ask any of the White Knights, any of the Green Knights, or any of our staff for a hand, a help, a question, an answer. I compliment them on everything because they spent their entire morning getting ready to come see us.
Yeah.
And I want them to feel it was worth every second that they had any type of difficulty that morning.
And that's important to really emphasize because you want them to come. You don't want them to say, well, you know, it's whether it's the terrain or the weather, should I come? You want them there.
Right. We'll make it work.
Mm-hmm.
It's something. And of course, what I like, the same thing that Jim likes, is if you see someone who's going a lot slower. You know, Ted, you and I are people of an age. And when I see
people of an age, we are.
And boy, did I feel my age last week. But when we see someone who's moving a little slower, or even mom is encumbered with, did you see the twin stroller? And this woman is trying to get through the site with a twin stroller.
Yeah.
She could, but you know, it was a bit of a challenge. It's nice to be able to come up and say, well, I'll take this end. And then you chat with them as your character. So they get that little one-on-one time. You've not only helped them get around, but rather than make them feel, oh, somebody had to come and help me, you're just having a lovely conversation and in your character. And it's time well spent for everyone.
Yeah. So when I go somewhere now, instead of asking, do you have a senior discount, can I just say, I have a bit of an age?
Say it all you want, but I don't have a senior discount. We're only $10 for an entire day of activities. Where else can you go? I mean, I don't know, how much does it cost to go to the movies now? I get the geezer discount, so I don't know.
$13.50
for
the movie.
For a 2.5-hour flick full of commercials.
This is outside, and as we go along this morning, we'll talk about the food and about all the different, just so much to see. It's at Lake Anna Winery through June 10th. Saturdays and Sundays. You were going to say?
We also have the military weekend, which we can talk about when we get back.
We are going to do that because that's coming up this weekend, and it's a big deal. Each weekend has a theme, and this weekend it is a military weekend, and we will do that when we come back. Cornelia Rutherford is here. Jim Miller is here. The Virginia Renaissance Fair at Lake Anna Winery, VARF.org, the website that has all the information. There's also a terrific Facebook page that has lots of videos and pictures, and we'll keep you updated on what's happening at the Virginia Renaissance Fair. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Virginia Renaissance Fair again this morning with Cornelia Rutherford and Jim Miller, VARF.org. The website, Saturdays and Sundays through June the 10th, is where the fair is happening at Lake Anna Winery. In Spotsylvania. We were just talking off air about some things, Cornelia, and one of the things that people need to realize is, I mean, you can learn a lot. This isn't just fun and games. It is fun and games, but you know, historically, just down to just even some of the smallest things about costumes and about how people lived back in the time you're portraying.
We're an educational entertainment entity. You can go all kinds of places and just, you know, kind of have just, you know, light fun and have a good time. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to make sure you learn something about the time of Elizabeth and England in the 16th century. Virginia was named for Elizabeth Tudor, who we know as Elizabeth I, the Virgin Queen. So we feel a moral obligation to represent the time and make sure when you come, you know, yes, you have a good time, you have a Scotch egg, you have some good stuff to eat and stuff to drink and maybe climb the rock wall, which I'm not sure what that had to do with anything, but
you're having fun.
But you're having fun, but still, I want you to learn something. And even, I think we said earlier, the day is front-end loaded, a lot of the activities, the active stuff, that require,
Before it gets too hot,
mm-hmm. Between 10 and 2. But after that, there's a lot more things, and these are the things you see a lot more on a rain day. The Court of Common Pleas and the Court of Love. You can talk about those a bit.
They're one of my favorites. I mean, the Court of Common Pleas was a court that pops up at every time that Her Majesty would come into town.
Okay.
And it was normally a court of nobles that would get together, and you could, because she was on parade, or she was on
progress.
Progress, thank you. She was on progress through the entirety of England, and she would go village to village to village to village. Mm-hmm. And if she was in the general area, these nobles would get together, and your court, instead of having to go up to London and be in the court, they would hold kind of like a mini court in your town with nobles telling you how it happened. So you could have lawyers. You would go up and say, it's like someone stole my sheep, and I think it was him because he has more sheep. And they would talk about it and sort out. And then our other one is Court of Love, where you take everything of an emotional value. So it's like, well, that person kicked my boot, and I feel bad about it. And the ladies will come together and do with the emotional, the love, your feelings about it, or they'll give you suggestions about your love life.
These are factual. My character, Mildred Cecil, Baroness Burleigh, first Baroness Burleigh. My husband was the Secretary of State with Her Grace, so he was never around. He was always traipsing around the countryside with the Queen. And I was left to run this estate. Now, when you say you're running a estate, it's not just a big house with some house servants. You have all the people who live on your lands and tend your sheep and your cattle and raise your food and raise the food for the animals and do the cobbling and the hat making and the weaving. You are responsible for all those people.
Mm-hmm.
So in my husband's absence, I would hear issues of domestic problems. And when he would return or when Her Grace would arrive on progress, they would set up the more criminal court, if you will, whereas the ladies would handle more domestic issues. And this was how issues were decided. For the lady of the estate is responsible for the health and well-being of all of those who live on her lands. and work there.
And this is these are educational shows. We are not putting on just a straight show.
I mean,
this
they're fun.
They're fun. Mm-hmm. And we do like to be up on the court and everything along those lines. But these are for our patrons, our guests, our visitors. We want them to bring their court cases to us. So we will stand up and do a court case. But if you raise your hand during either court case, we want you first.
Okay.
We want your difficulty with your sister, you know, picking on your parents for cooking an odd meal, or, you know, the child who won't clean up their room. We want those court cases. And we're completely educational, interactive. If you're having problems, they will assign a lawyer from the cast for you.
Right.
Sometimes a good thing. Most of the time not.
No, that's fun. That really makes it personal. You can really have fun as a family.
Oh, right.
You can bring up some family things, and that'll be something, especially for your kids. They'll always remember that they, you know, made a big deal about something that happened between your brother and sister or mom and dad that day.
And that's part of our whole educational mission. There's the archers, Her Majesty's Archers, have a part called Archery Through the Ages. And if you see nothing else at my show, make sure you catch that. You will be able to see and hear all about how the skills of archery were developed and how they were used in battle and how they were used in hunting. But she has examples, the master archer has examples of how different arrowheads go through different things, like wood, like chain mail versus plate mail, and different kinds of bows and how they work. It's an incredible show. That one I think is particularly interesting. There's the audience with the queen, where there's the introductions and you get a really good example of what courtly behavior is like. It's one thing to hang around in the village with the townsfolk. That's just like being in your neighborhood, isn't it?
Going around your
community.
When
you are in front of Her Grace, there's a plethora of behaviors that are required. As everyone who watched last Saturday, the wedding, and I was up at 4:30, yes, I was there, you could see that anyone associated with Her Majesty had a whole list of do's and don'ts. Well, our queen has the same thing, and you learn about that.
And one little bit at a time. This past weekend, I was protecting Her Majesty, and we had the Queen's Entertainment, which is an amazing show where the nobles are doing their best to kind of break Her Majesty's boredom of being on progress. So they will come up with jokes and stories. We call them masks, where they take people from the audience and create a story with them.
Yeah.
And we will talk about education. We had a joking presentation about flags and how the British flag came to be. We had the Earl of Leicester, who's constantly trying to get Her Majesty to marry him, with a huge sign that was saying things, and we are doing our best to not only make the people laugh, we also kind of make ourselves laugh a little bit, but we do our best not to just make each other laugh. We want everyone else to get the joke
and to learn.
And yet, all these things are, you know, the story about how the Union Jack came to be is absolutely factual. It's one of those little trivia tidbits that no one ever taught anybody.
Yeah.
And we make sure you get that with it. It's fun. Captain Fletcher Moon in the pub does an entire thing about the history of beer. The history of beer. Well, it's factual, but it's great fun.
And it's musical. He will talk, he sings the entire history of it. I mean, this is our entire fair, and thank Cornelia so much for giving us all this opportunity. Which she's going to tell you about her award.
We are going to talk about her award. Yes, we are.
But we are doing our best to educate, from the lady who makes the yarn dolls, to the woman who puts together the tapestry, to the military who's teaching you how to use a weapon and how all the different weapons are, to the nobles who are talking about the courtly education and how they interact, to the great chain of being, which is just this amazing thought process where everyone who is higher than you takes care of the lower people, and the lower people help with the higher people. And it's a built community that we are purpose made to educate.
And I'm glad, Cornelia, you mentioned about the royal wedding last week, because I was thinking of that and thinking, boy, for people who got into that, you can go out to Lake Anna Winery and over the next couple of weeks through June 10th with the Virginia Renaissance Fair and live a lot of that and even learn a little bit.
Oh, I even get to do a show. Did you know that? They let me do something this year.
What?
What? Somebody made a mistake
there. Someone dropped
the
ball.
Yeah.
No, actually, we started this three years ago, I think, and it was so much fun. I do at 4 of the clock at the Phoenix Stage, which is near the top of the hill. It's a small, intimate show. We talk about what are you wearing, and it's we go through all the bits of clothing, because these aren't just covering our bodies, and they're not being covered for the sake of modesty. We're covering our bodies for our own protection, because, for example, Ted, in your time, know you, if you were to receive an insect bite or a scratch or an abrasion, it would you would put goop upon it, and then
a poultice.
There's a name though that the children use for the poultice, a Band-Aid. Sure what it has to do with a band, but there it is. And they put it upon you, and your injury doth heal.
Yeah.
Whereas in our time, should we receive an abrasion or a poke or a bad insect bite, it can become red and oozing and inflamed, and we haven't invented germs yet. And it can kill us. Whereas for you, it is a minor inconvenience. For us, it can be lethal. So we dress to avoid such things, among other things. But that's one of the reasons. And we dress someone from the audience, a man or a woman or a child. We put their clothes on them. Last week, we had a family who came up, and they were waiting. It was a husband. It was a woman and her kids and another woman and her daughter. And they were waiting for their husbands. Well, when the husbands caught up, the two little boys were so involved in the costume lecture, and then the dads got involved, and I could see the mothers looking at their watches going, tick-tock, tick-tock, folks. And no, the dads and the little boys were so excited to hear about all the clothing. It's fun.
VARF.org, the website. Also check out Facebook, the Virginia Renaissance Fair at Lake Anna Winery through June the 10th on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays through June the 10th. It's military weekend this weekend. We're going to talk about that. But when we come back, we are going to talk about Cornelia Rutherford and her award. It is pretty spectacular, and we're going to get into that. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA, it's now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Virginia Renaissance Fair this morning with Cornelia Rutherford. Jim Miller is here from the Ren Fair. It's through June 10th. Lake Anna Winery is where you can find all the fun and the event. VARF.org. Also check out Facebook, because, boy, Facebook has all kinds of just terrific pictures and videos and information about what's going on. Rain or shine, and as we've heard, I mean, they can adapt no matter what is happening. We need to talk, though, about something for a second, because, yes, last weekend you received, Cornelia, quite the award, and very deserving.
Oh, thank you. It was quite a shock. I received the Unsung Virginians Award for selfless work for the people of Virginia. And it was presented by the electric cooperatives of Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. It's their 50th anniversary of this award, so it was an extra special honor. But I was apparently nominated by a number of people in the fair group. And even there were a couple people that from the county government and just people who are friends of the fair and knew about it. So a huge honor. And if you get the if you're local here and you get the Cooperative Living magazine that they put out, we will be the cover and the big inside story in the August issue.
Oh, okay. Well, before you get out of here today, because I saw the plaque, I need to get a picture of the plaque and everything.
Oh,
you
my gosh.
And we'll put it up on, we're going to put it on Facebook later today,
too. The plaque weighs a ton. It's solid brass.
It does.
It took two hands to hold it. It was really, totally surprised, and every one of them knew it. My cast, the vendors, the entertainers. We're talking about 200 people, boys
and
girls.
Nobody, you had no clue.
Didn't see. The people came in late in the day, about, it was after 4 o'clock, and I saw them walking down the hill. It was Saturday. It was in the mud mm-hmm. day Saturday.
Yeah.
And this one man was all dressed up, and his suit trousers were dragging in the mud, and barked at him. I said, "My Lord, no, your trouser legs do drag upon the mud." And he said, "Oh, it's all right." I said, "No, it is not all right. And you would lift them up, and your lady wife, her shoes do sink upon the mud." And I was so upset, and I looked at the gal next to me, and I said, "Oh, for crying out loud!" And she, with a completely straight face, said, "I know. I can't believe they're coming in so late." She knew all about it. Nobody said a word.
We all did.
Everybody, I mean, for all of you and who work with this wonderful lady, had to be just thrilled that she got this award, because how deserving.
There was some very large men with some very large tears that were doing their best to hide them. Cornelia is just so deserving, and she makes the entire environment just so welcoming. And it kind of flows down through our directors, through our department heads, into the people, and flows right out into our patrons and our guests.
The thing is, yes, my name is on that plaque, which I get goosebumps. I'll tell you, it's just so...
Well, it's a cold plaque.
It's so astounding. It's not something I would have ever in a million years expected. You know, Ted, you do what you do. You go through your life. And I've always said, if God puts you in a position to do something for somebody else, that maybe it's going to put you out a little bit. But if you have a chance to do something really special for another person, you have a divine obligation to do that. And I think a lot of people, they think, "Oh, it'd be really nice if I did this thing. That person could really use it, but I'm late, or somebody else will do it." And I've always felt that it's important when that situation presents itself to you and you have that ding realization, you need to act upon it. What is it going to do? 5 minutes, 10 minutes out of your day? Maybe it'll cost you a few bucks. But it doesn't matter, especially now. Our country has been so divisive, and we seem to have been given permission to be rude to each other and to be all about me, me, me. Well, there's no you if there aren't the people around you to make you you. So that's always been our philosophy, just a quiet, "Hey, folks, like I tell my cast and crew, we will always take the high road. People are going to say things about you. They say stuff about me. I'm a big girl. I can take it. But don't ever do anything to my peeps, because I will defend them to the death." Yeah. It's important, I think, now more than ever, to be extra special kind to the people around you. And you don't have to know them to be nice.
No, well said. And it's a great award, and it's always been great to know you, but to know that you have this award, so so well deserved, as an unsung, what's it called, the unsung
Virginian.
So just terrific. And again, we'll have on our Facebook page a picture of you and the plaque, because we want to make sure people see that and just recognize what you do and what the Renaissance Fair does. This weekend's an important weekend. You always have theme weekends, and this is a good one.
Military Appreciation and History Weekend. Anyone retired, disabled, active, if you are military and you have your ID, this is the most important part. So, you know, run up to your local base to make sure that you have it. But if you bring it, you are free. Okay.
Do ask your family and friends to pay the regular $10, but with our thanks.
Yeah. With our thanks.
For your service.
For your service. It's not, you know, us being joking. This is our serious thank you. Mm-hmm. And I mean, being Memorial Day weekend,
right?
We also have our memorial, we have it in our memorial garden. We have a small service for those who have fallen, not only at the fair, but in general. And we actively ask people to come and join us.
Yes.
To, you know, thank those fallen warriors or fallen friends. And it's so important. And we have such a huge military, militia to teach people about, you know, militaries from far begone, styles of weapons and fighting and
surgery.
Surgery.
Medicine.
We have a barber surgeon who will tell you all the wonderful things he does to kind of piece people back together.
Kind of.
He has a large collection of saws and chisels, and I'm shivering a little bit just thinking about it.
Yeah,
but
please don't use it on me.
He will tell you all about it, and we're talking about steel.
Right.
And metal. We actually brought in a couple pieces
you
today.
You did. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
I brought in a couple of court rapiers. Now, rapiers were normally just for duels, and they were kind of like the pretty pieces. If you were going to actually fight, you would still use a broadsword.
Okay.
Normally something much larger, thicker around the handle. But, you know, nobles or officers, so on and so forth. And I also brought a backplate, a jousting backplate.
I was going to ask you, because it's not a breastplate because it looks like it fits on your back.
Yes, I just kind of grabbed the first plate and went.
But it's heavy.
Yes.
It looks heavy anyway.
This is stainless steel. So a lot of the fighters and jousters are moving over to stainless because it's a lot easier to take care of. It's a little bit lighter. So normally it would be made out of like a mild steel or a heavy carbon steel. But normally those were much heavier, about 20 to 30 pounds heavier. So a full suit of armor and from my experience, from the wonderful knights that we have at fair, can run anywhere from about 80 to 120 pounds, depending on the size of the person that's wearing them. And all of these are built to match and to form each individual person.
Well, you got to be in shape to be – not only did you do the Renaissance Fair, but I'm thinking back in the day to wear this kind of thing.
I think it would be good to point out that one of our jousters is a teeny tiny little lady that probably weighs 125 pounds on a bad day.
And she wears that?
She wears plate.
She wears full plate, helm and everything.
So and
does it get hot?
There's two parts of that question. One where we call the jouster's happiness, which is when wind blows through our armor.
Yeah.
And suddenly we're, but yeah, it can get, especially in the direct sun, it can get very warm.
I was told it was like jousting in a crock pot.
Add a little cilantro.
By 4 o'clock.
Tastes like chicken.
But we layer on stuff. We have like a cloth shirt, and then we do a leather arming shirt. Then we hang all the armor off of this. And you have to be able to take some weight. But some of the more difficult parts of it are like the helmet and your connection with the horse. So we don't actually have like a metal plate to protect the hips. We actually have a leather, almost like a leather skirt that wraps around. It's covered in chainmail. And that's so if they accidentally hit us in the groin, which has happened, it protects our hips and groins from it. And the visor, which is – you put on a helmet. If you've ever put on a sports helmet, they're designed to give you a lot of vision. These are not designed to give you a lot of vision. These are designed to give you less than a quarter-inch slit all the way across your eyes, and that's it.
But that's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, and you only have air holes on one side of your helmet.
And that's going to take some getting used to.
And so it's muffled sound going out, muffled sound going in, and you have to communicate with your squires, you have to communicate with the other knights, you have to communicate with all these, and you have to do this. So when you're coming around, you're not only controlling your lance and possibly a shield, depending on the style of jousting, but you also have to control your horse. You have to control the shifting of the armor. You're literally trying to drive a car and juggle at the same time. And then you have to salute and you have to grow down. And most of the people normally in Maryland, especially since it's their state sport, and around the East Coast, there's a lot of full contact jousting troops. And these guys actually hit. So, I mean, they're taking a pine shaft and they're, you know, smacking each other in the face or the chest or the, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And the armor protects them when they come out or when they get hit. It locks up and protects bones and joints. It made sure to be designed that way. But you have to be able to do all of that with pretty much wearing sunglasses and juggling and driving the car all at the same time. And you've got to target and hit the guy. And you're doing 4 to 6 passes at both horses doing about 30 to 35. So coming together, it's like a small car crash. It's, if I think it's correct, it's 30,000 pounds per square inch at point of impact.
Wow.
So we're not the smartest, but
gives you a lot more respect for the man on the horsey.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally.
Or the lady on the horsey. We have a lady on the horsey, and she wins a lot. Smaller target.
Before we take a break, we're going to take a break and then wrap this up. And in the first couple of segments, you talked about the queen and how she was on Progress. What is Progress?
All right. Every year. Before Elizabeth's reign, but throughout her reign, as soon as it warmed up, the plague came, and the plague was pretty significant. They also had horrific smallpox outbreaks, and the queen herself survived smallpox, but not knowing what caused it, she spent the rest of her life fearing that she would get it again, which, of course, once you've had it, you've had it. But she didn't know that. So the plague would come, and after you'd had an entire winter in the palace, the privies were full, the vermin was everywhere, and it smelled pretty bad. So she would go to visit her nobles, which was a big honor for them, and she would take, 400 or so of her closest friends and their servants and accoutrements, and she would go visit her various courtiers.
Okay.
The Earl of Leicester spent an insane amount of money. He had one of the most magnificent Progress visits at his home that was ever recorded, and it just about bankrupted him. He struggled for the rest of his life to recover financially from that. So she would go visit, and she would stay until the food ran out and the privies filled up, and then she'd move on. And this was the Queen's annual Progress, which was, my husband made a special chamber for her at Burleigh House, which was so beautiful. It was a circular room with plaster of Paris trees that looked so lifelike that as they had the windows, before the windows were set, the birds came in and nested in them. And then on her way there to our home, Her Majesty heard that mayhap one of our laundresses had the pox. So she did a hard left and I believe went to visit Baron Norreys of Rycote instead, and never ever made it to Burleigh House, to her beautiful new apartments. Ever.
Ever.
Ever. They're stunning, and she never got there.
Wow.
And he spent a ridiculous amount of money on it, and I've never forgiven him for it.
Cornelia Rutherford, Jim Miller here from the Virginia Renaissance Fair. It's at Lake Anna Winery through June the 10th, Saturdays and Sundays through June the 10th, VARF.org. Facebook has all the information, too. It's Military Weekend this weekend. We'll talk about that again, and we'll wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVN.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Virginia Renaissance Fair at Lake Anna Winery through June the 10th. And we are talking this morning with Cornelia Rutherford and Jim Miller. This morning, VARF.org is the website. We just heard you again. Boy, Jim, you've been all over the place this morning. We just heard you on the commercial, VARF.org again, the website. It's Military Weekend this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then the final two weekends, you always have a theme every weekend.
Yes. Next weekend is romance and fantasy. It's a great time to come out and think Midsummer Night's Dream.
So the
fairies can come, and it's just a light, loving, buy your sweetie a rose. And then the following weekend is...
be Pirate Weekend. Pirate Invasion. Come down, enjoy drink, scare the locals.
it's great. So we invite everybody. You know, Ted, you've been to the show. You know that probably 40% of our patrons come in some kind of costume.
Oh, they do. Oh. Yes.
What was really funny is one of the recent years of Military Weekend, there was a set of Star Wars stormtroopers that came. But what was funny is they came on site in contingent, and they looked around and realized that we're more... we're more in that Jamestown, Williamsburg model.
Yeah.
And they went back out to their cars and they changed into street clothes.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did have one guy who came back later and he wanted on there, but he actually put if I'm not mistaken, he put a kilt on
the stormtrooper. Yes. Oh, that's right.
So he was walking around, you know, blaster on his hip, a tartan wrapped around his thing, thrown over his shoulder, and he's just walking around in the armor. And
I love our patrons. They're just so much fun, and they've understood for a while our costume guidelines mm-hmm. were online, and people downloaded them like crazy. So they come and they're really, really well dressed.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, we have barbarians. We have warriors, Vikings, Celts, full Scottish families. Right. We have guys show up in like full leather armor. We have guys who show up in full steel armor. We have guys who come in. We had a kid last weekend. It was Scout weekend. One of the scouts came in dressed as King Arthur from Monty Python and had one of his fellow scout pack behind him with coconuts cracking it down. And he was you know, doing his riding jog everywhere.
And they had the holy hand grenade of Antioch.
The holy hand grenade of Antioch with them.
He stayed in character the whole time. The kid was great. Last weekend was Scout weekend.
So. Okay.
But yes, so those are what's coming up.
Celtic weekend,
Celtic weekend is.
It's fun, and you mentioned Cornelio just a few minutes ago. It's just a nice escapism place to just get away from the pressures and what's going on in the world.
It's a safe place. It's a nice place to bring your kids, to bring grandma. My 102-year-old aunt, she's 105 now, but she was 102 a few years back when she came to the fair for the first time with my 80-some-year-old cousins and had a blast. She wasn't sure why she was there, but, man, she had a good time.
Well, I always tell the story that, I mean, I didn't know why I was there the first time, and I was totally caught off guard when I walked through the gates, and all of a sudden you're late, you need to get over, and I'm thinking, I'm fine, just leave me alone.
My lord, you are behind your time, for pike drill doth commence presently, and you are not there.
Please take your carriage over there, and then come over here quickly. You've not been here long enough or been there fast enough.
The stage shows, as you mentioned, are great. The archery is great. Who are the people with the dogs?
Her Majesty's Hounds. Well, Her Majesty's Hounds race the coursing hounds, and then we have Circus Stella down in the woods.
Yeah, both of those.
Both of them have dogs.
If you've got kids, they're going to be just.
Oh, and new this year we have Vixens on Guard. It's a female comedy fight troupe. They're really funny. They're very good. We watched them for the first time last week. They're great.
If it's hot, there's lots of shade. If there's rain, you can interact with people.
Just dive under a tent. It's just water.
It's just water. VARF.org. Lake Anna Winery is the place. The winery is open. You can check that out. And it's a great venue for all of this.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for bringing us here.
Oh, definitely.
And don't forget, this is Military Appreciation Weekend. Active, retired, reserved, and disabled veterans with their ID card and our thanks are invited as our guests for free this weekend.
Yeah, that's what makes it really nice. Well, you two as ambassadors for the fair it's always great to hear the stories and see things. This is a great time of year. It's through June the 10th, Saturdays and Sundays, Virginia Renaissance Fair at Lake Anna Winery. Cornelia Rutherford, Jim Miller, thank you both so much for what
you
do and provide to the community. And it's a great honor to have you here. Awesome. And congratulations on the award, Cornelia, because
thank you.
You are an unsung Virginian, but an important
one. I'm sung now.
You are now. That's it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening this morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.